showers become likely tomorrow, the third disturbance in a week riding along the Gulf Coast, mid-50s. By Saturday, that's out of the way. I think we're dry. The rain chances are not quite zero Saturday, but I think it's primarily a dry day with a high around 60. Super Bowl Sunday is sunshiny and nice with a high around 66. Attention all groundhogs, you must report to work on Sunday. No excuses. And see your HR rep if you need to comment on that or any other questions. Near 70 on Monday, dry. Then scattered showers returning Monday night. Right now, this morning, it's 48 with the sunshine here at 9:03.
So y'all are making it through the mornings, even though the crud has taken down almost
everybody?
I've been
the best shape of all the other people who are, here.
Right. No, I feel bad for them. It's weird how this stuff affects people differently.
But a sunny day, yesterday was awful, it was kind of depressing. Mm-hmm. A sunny day really does pick you up, doesn't it? I mean,
the rain does bring me down. It affects my mood. I don't think I could live in Seattle or London or anything.
See, if it was
a
little warmer, you could put the top down on a morning like this, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Especially when it's warmer, and that's what I'm looking forward to, especially now with no more long hair whipping me in the face. But I have a question for you, Rich.
Okay.
This is a new thing now. Getting to know Rich Thomas.
Is this a groundhog question?
Actually, it is.
Okay.
It is. Have you ever held a groundhog?
There's a joke here somewhere. No, I haven't.
I would have imagined.
No.
In your 10 years of being in broadcast, I saw that young photo. You're in your 30s now.
I'm a little.
I didn't know we were contemporaries.
I'm a little. I'm a little down on that rodent who works once a year.
Oh, so you have?
Who's not accountable for his forecast?
Right.
Does not have a weather app.
Right.
By the way, do you know how many times since 1877 he's seen his shadow and how many times he hasn't?
I have no clue.
104 times he has seen his shadow. 18 times in that span he has not. 18, so it's 104 to 18.
How many times has he gotten it right?
Oh, about 30% of the time. So, but it's like a flip of coin.
I can see why you'd be frustrated with that. Now, all this education, all these years of experience, like highfalutin technology that's being brought to bear these days, and we're still relying on that rodent.
Well, let me ask you, has the groundhog ever told you to go to your safe place?
No.
All right, thank you. That's I rest my case.
Right, you're looking out for folks. Well, I appreciate that, Rich. And tomorrow, I'll ask Rich Thomas, what was his first car?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
It was an Opel Kadett Rally. It was four on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And it was, for a 16-year-old boy, it was pretty cool.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it was like a little sports car. Four cylinders, though.
And before we begin the show, Eddie, Eddie Bader, what was your first car?
I think I had a 79 Datsun pickup with a camper shell on the back.
Yeah.
And it had carpet in the back. It was great, but it always smelled like spilled beer.
You said that way too proudly.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was a 94 Honda Accord EX, which meant it was a station wagon.
Oh, yeah, shaggin' wagon, baby.
Yeah, well, I wish my friends had called it that. A lot of them started calling it the suppository because of its aerodynamic shape.
I got to tell you one more thing about my first car.
Okay.
I had canned music, of course, but what kind of player was it? An 8-track.
Oh, sweet.
An 8-track player. Are you even familiar? I know you've heard of 8-track.
Sure.
But what would happen if you were in the middle of a song and it had to change tracks?
Well, you'd have to take it out.
No. The song fades out, and then click, click, and now it fades back in. You're on track two now.
I used to have an 8-track boombox.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, more about my life and times tomorrow.
Thank you, Rich.
See you. Have a good day, Bailey.
Bye.
Have a good time outside. That's the best part of the day.
Yeah, hope everything comes out okay.
Indeed. 272-9228. That is the number here for these broadcast airwaves if you want to join us on the phone. News and Views begins in mere moments in this entire hour of News and Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, take advantage. January's almost over. 40% off all for all News and Views listeners on videotaped to DVD transfers, but you got to be sure to tell Dan Black and the team you are a News and Views listener to get that 40% off. 279-6036, 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. Thank you again to Dan Black, whole team at Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. Oh, there's the mustachioed man on TV. I got to shut up. The show begins in mere moments.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says she tripped over her dog Tuesday night and fractured her shoulder. A spokesperson says she'll be wearing a sling as she recovers, but the injury will not impact her duties as governor. Corrections officials say Holman Prison in Atmore will be largely shut down because of ongoing infrastructure and sewage issues. Officials say maintenance crews were struggling to maintain sewer and electrical systems housed beneath the main prison building. 617 inmates will now be moved to other state prisons. And Op City schools will be closed Thursday and Friday because of increased flu cases in students and staff. Extracurricular activities have also been canceled. While closed, schools will be cleaned and sanitized. Classes resume on February 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Today is TV Day for my co-host Jack Campbell, but I'm Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, assembled quite a cast of characters. To my right, April Marie Fogle. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
And to my left, Eddie Bader.
Hey, Jerry.
Always good to see you, Mr. Bader.
Always good to see you.
Always good to see you. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Oh, there's that person I loathe so much, Elizabeth Warren.
Hook a liar?
She has now put out a plan for punishing criminal penalties for big tech companies.
Oh, yeah. So if you're if you spread misinformation, but who defines misinformation?
Exactly. For instance, forever she's been saying, I will not raise taxes on the middle class 1 cent to fund my programs. Liar!
Lies.
Thank you.
All lies.
Like Adam Schiff yesterday, I don't know who the whistleblower is. My staff never coached the whistleblower on this. Liar!
Lies.
And I have the biggest, best brain and the best words. I'm a very stable genius.
Liar. Well, you're very clever, Mr. President. You're quite effective at what you do, but...
My call was perfect. Where's our perfect button?
Perfect. Perfect. Very perfect. Very perfect. And, hey, April Marie, do you ever dance to the song, you know...
YMCA.
YMCA?
I cannot stop looking at you, Joey.
Yeah, because of my haircut.
Do the listeners know this happened?
Yeah,
but
been
he hadn't posted
about.
A picture.
The ponytail is gone. I'm going to post a picture, guys. I'm going to take a photo before we leave here today.
She doesn't know the rules, Joey.
There will be a photo.
No, we got a lid on this still.
Oh, no.
Media lid on this.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
No.
You know how that
there
works. This is off-the-record exposure.
There's
right?
No off-the-record amazing haircuts.
Yeah, well... I appreciate that.
Well, clearly you haven't had the right woman in the studio if you've gotten away with not showing the world this amazing haircut.
I don't think I've had any women in the studio here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a little insane.
Are you still single, Joey? You're not going to be single if you post a picture.
For the most part. But let's not make this all about me. But first, I want to begin this way, April Marie.
Okay.
Let's make it about me a little bit. But it's a good lesson that I learned last night.
Okay.
Over the holidays, you see family. One of the... few parts of my family still live here. Of course, my grandparents, grandfathers, really, at this point, live here in town. But my Uncle Scott lives here in town. And over the holidays and for years, we've been saying, hey, let's have, like, dinner once a month. Especially now, Joey, with your new schedule.
And
you're freer at night. Let's do this. And we've just kind of dropped the ball. Until yesterday, I texted him and said, hey, you free tonight? Let's go have a... Well, he doesn't drink. But let's go have a... I'll have a beer. We'll eat wings together. We'll chat. And I'm not going to reveal all the details of what we chatted about. I'm not going to do that type of show today. But I will say this. If there's somebody that you've been meaning, like a family member, a long-lost friend, somebody who is close to you, even though you haven't spoken in depth in years, take the time and do it. I woke up this morning feeling so good being able to... reconnect and reminisce and remember things about family and how I grew up and where life is and just take stock of life again. So don't tarry too long. Don't wait too long. There's a lot of that. We're busy these days. I mean, there's all sorts of excuses for not doing something because it's easy to be busy. But take the time, folks, and I'll see you next month, Unc. See Aww. You next month. So I really enjoyed that. And I don't want to get too personal, but... It was a good day, good evening.
Good deal. That's good.
272-9228. You know, I asked Rich Thomas, I asked Eddie Bader, I mentioned my own. April Marie Fogle, what was your first car?
Oh, my first car was a Mitsubishi Eclipse, a black Eclipse. And I loved that car until I learned that it was basically just a rolling piece of plastic. And I learned this at the point in which I hit a deer. The insurance company wouldn't total it, but it was totaled. It was done.
Right.
It would still move. It just didn't do well.
I've only been in one wreck in my life, and it was dumb. It was rainy, and I hit the brakes on a incline on a slope, and I smashed into the back of this beautiful young Phi Mu blonde.
Oh, nice.
And her car, and she had this big steel black bumper on her Highlander, and it destroyed my little Honda Accord station wagon.
And put a scratch.
And luckily, there wasn't any big payout. Like, her vehicle was fine.
Exactly.
Like, that bumper destroyed my car, and it barely scratched that bumper. So I was happy I didn't have to, like, pay out to fix her stuff. But, that happened my very first pizza delivery.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah, it was a short-lived gig at Pizza Hut because I hated that manager. And I couldn't stand that job. But the first delivery I ever received was actually to my apartment complex I was living in at the time. East Magnolia Woods. I know where that is.
Yeah.
So I speed over there, but it had been a little rainy. And as I'm leaving the delivery, I at least got the pizza to the location. There's a slope right there, and I slam on the brakes. And, oh, it's
slide
terrible.
Into them.
272-9228. Folks, if you can tell, I'm trying to avoid all the impeachment nonsense. Because it's a big parlor game of, will they call witnesses? Will they not call witnesses? Yeah. Once again, will the mustachioed man help us take down the orange man?
No.
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 No, I don't think it's in the cards anytime soon.
Can we talk about the governor's puppy when we get back?
No, we don't even have to hit a break yet. That's exact. You not only complimented my hair this morning, you're reading my mind.
So you guys are buying into that she tripped over her puppy?
That's what I want to bring up. Let's first read the actual report that I received. I'm in the gym last night, and it hit me so much that I had to just announce it to everybody working out alongside me. Like, I said, hey, folks, get a load of this headline. Governor Ivy, this is from Alabama News Network. Governor Ivy tripped by dog, injures shoulder. Governor Ivy suffered an injury Tuesday night while at her home. The governor says she tripped over Alabama's first dog, Missy.
Are you saying allegedly? Is that what you're implying?
We'll get into that. Well, Eddie's the one who said that.
I'm not afraid to say that.
She says she will be in a sling for a while, but doesn't expect the injury to slow her down on her gubernatorial duties. Ivy says she will keep everyone updated on the status of her injury. Missy, the dog, is that the dog's name? Is it Jack?
I don't know.
Or
it's
Evan?
Really cute.
Or Captain? I think a good name for a dog would be Captain Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or Kraken.
Well, she tripped over Captain Morgan bottle.
Anyway, the dog is doing just fine following the incident. Now, I hope the governor well. And the fact that the governor's fine, actually, just going to be wearing a sling, this is my rule for, like, old slapstick, Three Stooges stuff, or somebody actually falls and hurts themselves. As long as they're fine and it's not some terrible injury, it's hilarious. When I read this, I'm like, this is hilarious.
It would be if she weren't so daggum old.
Well, that's the thing.
If I fell over a dog, I would want you all to mock me relentlessly.
Right.
But my grandmother falls over a dog, I'm going to be a little more sympathetic.
Right, but
did she have the little...
If grandma's fine, it's like, come on, grandma, watch out for the dog.
Did she not have the little, I've fallen and I can't get up button? I mean, who found her? How long did she lay there?
What, but so you're already starting with the conspiracy this morning. You don't think she actually tripped over a dog?
Okay, we could go with that. I mean, that's fine. It's just, I don't know. You know, the governor, she's an older woman, and we used to laugh about, before she was governor, we used to laugh about her ability to drink and be at the ABC store.
Sure.
So, I mean, I've certainly got drunk and fell down.
Right. I think largely, you know, you could definitely criticize the administration. The person who is KIV, I have nothing but love for Kay.
No, you can't help it.
She's, you know.
The adoring grandmother that you got. I mean,
and we make fun. We have fun. But I don't know. When I saw this, I'm like, local news has these extremes from, like, somebody was shot and is dead. Yeah. Somebody's been kidnapped and missing. Oh, now they're dead. Maybe sometimes we find them. To, like... Oh, there are people studying, like Harvard students are down south here helping the mayor. We're not going to tell you what they're doing to help the mayor.
Yeah, yeah, I was curious about that. I read that same article.
Or like, we saved a cat from a tree. The governor tripped over her dog. Like, it goes from really serious stuff to like, okay, that's hilarious.
Well, there was another story in Kansas City where the guy was looking for his keys in the couch and he pulled up a 6-foot boa.
What?
That was not his. Yeah.
Well, it really is.
That's the kind of thing that nightmares are made of, just so we're clear.
Hey, is that my keychain? No, it's a 6-foot boa constrictor. How about that?
You're freaking me out, Eddie.
I would be dead. Somebody would find me. They'd be like, how did this young lady die? She's only 38 years old. And somebody would say she died of natural causes. And nobody would believe that. Right. There'd be conspiracy theories for years. But it would be she saw a snake in her house.
A 6-footer, too.
And lost her ever-loving mind, had a heart attack, and died.
Right there on the spot.
Right there.
First thing they would say is, did she know the Clintons?
What was she saying on the radio last week?
Yeah, I'm starting to think, you know, Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
I'm doing quite well.
Bernie?
In Iowa. There are way too many choices in this country. You don't need 26 different types of deodorant. I mean, you just need one type of... Why do you need to smell like swagger? That's not even a scent. That's just a state of mind. That's like a something you exude, like a je ne sais quoi. Like an X factor. What I have to say, I haven't reported this before, but, you know, I had a cardiovascular incident.
Yes.
I had a heart attack, as the kids call it. And I have to say, in the midst of that heart attack, I was like, this is the big one. But it seemed like the specter, the ghost of Hillary Clinton was sitting on my chest. I thought I was going to die. But luckily, I'm very fit. I run marathons. I used to run around Red Square in Moscow all the time. It's a beautiful place.
On his honeymoon?
They have breadlines. They have food for everybody. They have great cultural programs, student programs. Anyway, vote for me, Bernie Sanders. We need to get rid of money in our politics. And to make sure to do that, donate to my campaign. A few dollars. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one.
Jim.
Hey, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Yeah, this impeachment thing, I think you can just, you won't have to worry about it after tomorrow, Joey.
Thank God.
I think it's over with. You're talking about a couple of things here. You're talking about tripping over your dog. Now, listen, I'm an old guy now. I'm almost 70. But
okay.
I got a little dachshund, and when you go into the kitchen, he gets all over your feet.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to run around my feet and pull on my pant leg. And you can, if you're not careful, you'll trip over him. He's like a little dust magnet, you know what I mean?
But, oh, yeah. Jim, I got to ask you carefully. Is what we said earlier, does it hold up? Because you are of a certain age. And if you tripped over your little dachshund and you weren't seriously injured, wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah, it would be funny.
Yeah.
So I have never broken a bone in my life. So I drink a lot of milk.
There you go.
I think I got pretty strong bones.
Get that calcium.
Ever had kidney stones?
Yeah. No.
Just messing.
No. Couple more things here. You were talking with Rich about Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
If he sees his shadow with, six more weeks of winter... Oh, is that what it is? I don't know exactly. Well, the thing is about Groundhog Day, Joey, if you look at your calendar when Groundhog Day is and look when the first day of spring is, mm-hmm. it's about 6.5 weeks. So it's going to be that. It's going to be that anyway. The whole thing's a sham.
Don't say.
Are you questioning the legitimacy of the groundhog?
Well, there's no harm.
No, I'm just telling you, they say if he does this, you'll have 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah, you sure will, because 6 weeks after that is the first day of spring. I mean, it's just... Yeah, I checked that out one time. I said, you know what? I figured this out. It's going to be 6 weeks either way. So, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather check, the almanac and where the squirrels are nesting, as well as Rich Thomas.
Yeah, I just go with Rich Thomas weather app.
Yeah,
I consult my squirrels that are in my backyard. I've got some woods in my backyard and some huge trees, and there's like 10 or 15 huge squirrel nests up in those trees, and I can tell when things are. You know, I go with all that, and I go with the robins coming back and all that. You know, that's what I go with. But one more thing here. You were talking about cars.
Yeah.
I moved to Mobile in 1967. I just turned 16, okay?
Okay.
And I'd saved my money up from bagging groceries. I had $220 in my passbook savings account. Drawing 4.5% interest, I must say.
Man, those are the
yeah. So I saw an ad in the paper. This guy was selling a 1956 Chevy for $200. So I talked to my dad, and he said, okay. So we went there and looked at it. My dad went with me, and he checked it out. He said, yes. And I was looking at it, and I noticed the steering wheel. The guts were gone from the steering wheel inside. You know, where the horn thing is, all that. It was just a big bolt that holds the steering wheel on.
Sure, yeah.
And I said, well, what happened to the horn? He said, well, it doesn't work. He said, I'll tell you what, you can have it for $175. So I bought that car for $175. That's what I paid for my first car.
Wow.
It was a 8-cylinder 265 Chevy Bel Air. It had a chrome piston gear knob. It had a surfer's gas pedal, a chrome foot
mm-hmm.
on the gas pedal. But for $175, man.
What a steal.
Yeah, well, back then, you know, $175, it took me a while to save that up.
I believe you.
But let me tell you how I fixed my horn, though. I found the wire to the horn,
mm-hmm.
and I drilled a hole and pushed the wire through the dashboard, face of the dashboard, right next to the radio. And I went down to Kmart and bought me a doorbell button. And I hooked the wires up to it and hooked that doorbell button on my dash there. And when I wanted to honk my horn, I just pushed the button and honked the horn.
Works like a charm.
The things we do, you know, we get older. I was talking to my uncle a little bit about this. I'll share this. Is like, I'm kind of happy I've learned to live on a humble salary or income. Because as you get better in life, and maybe that situation improves, you remember you know, life wasn't grand. You're not living high on the hog.
Oh, yeah, man.
But life is still pretty good. And I think more people need that perspective of when you had to make do.
Yeah.
Part of life is even more fun, like figuring out, okay, how do I fix this thing on just this little bit of money?
Yeah. You'll always look back on when you were younger and you didn't have any money and how you were able to survive, and it gives you a sense of pride that, hey,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It cracks me up to think of unpaid internship in D.C. days versus now.
Right. Yeah.
At one point, we had five of us in a two-bedroom. We had made the dining room a bedroom. We were, like, stacked on top of each other, eating ramen noodles, but we didn't care.
Yeah.
Somebody would have figured out that doorbell horn situation.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Well, you know, life's always simpler, you know, when you look back. Of course, I'm older than you guys, so I go way back, but it's just... you could get along and you were happy. You know, I didn't have all this other stuff. We had six kids and we all had to get jobs. And, you know, my first job was bagging groceries.
Ooh.
And I made enough money to put gas in my car and take my girlfriend out and help buy my school clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I didn't consider myself poor or nothing, but it was, you know,
well, if you don't know
it was a good experience.
Like, well, I did growing up. I didn't know we were poor.
Those really were the days. You go by the drive-in movie, pretend to watch the movie. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I had a job selling newspapers before I turned. Got old enough to work at a regular job down in St. Petersburg is where I grew up before I moved to Mobile. I sold the Evening Independent, which was the St. Petersburg Times evening paper.
Yeah.
And the guy would bring me a big old bundle of papers by the shopping center and drop them off. And I stood around in that late in the afternoon and sold newspapers. 10 cents a newspaper. I made 3 cents of every newspaper I sold.
Well, there you go.
That's some big bucks, right?
Big money. There you go.
Big money.
Man, how times have changed. Yeah. Jim, I appreciate the call.
Good call, Jim.
Don't trip
over.
Yeah,
y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
272-9228, 272-9228.
Hey, speaking of Groundhog Day, best Groundhog Day ever was in 2015 when the groundhog bit that mayor on the ear.
Which mayor was
that? It's a mayor. He was in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
There's a YouTube video of it. It's quite hysterical.
Well, and then, of course, Mayor de Blasio dropped the groundhog, which did later die.
Drop kicked the groundhog is what he did.
My goodness. Don't kick the dog.
Yeah,
it's one
exactly.
of the first things you learn. Don't kick the dog. 272-9228. More news and views coming up after this. Again, Dan Black Studios, sponsor of this hour of the program. 279-6036 is the number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Take advantage. January's almost up. 40% off for all News and Views listeners on videotape to DVD transfers. More News and Views when we come back.
The mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Lowe's helps pros like you put more toward your bottom line with everyday savings throughout the store. Like 10% off when you buy 12 or more cans of Great Stuff foam spray. Purchase 64 or more sheets of OSB and you'll also save 10%. And you can be sure that whatever size the job, we'll have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store. Our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I went down to the ground to county. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till 3.
This brings so much joy to my heart.
Okay. Like, yeah, I'm a city boy, but
I'm dancing.
Well, no, also my mixtape, I use the YouTube music app.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all over the place. It kind of builds it for me. So, like, this song will come on. Sold by, John Michael Montgomery?
This yeah.
Brings me joy.
And then the next song will be like, Prince, Feel You Up.
That's what I was going to say.
It's just all over the place. But there's actually some similarities people wouldn't believe.
Oh,
but
I'm sure.
First, Eddie, and April Marie, you might know the answer to this. When do you have trouble with your bowl?
Occasionally,
I call on Cole.
Call Cole.
That's what you do.
279-8919. Cole Plumbing is the sponsor of this part of the program. They're number one in the number two business.
Yes, they are.
And folks, really, they understand this on a personal level. They're homeowners. They understand how bad a plumbing problem can be. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't seem like a big deal at first, it can become a big deal.
It can.
A very expensive big deal.
And a lot of times, like with water leaking by your toilet, you don't notice it, you don't hear it, but you'll get that water bill that's double or triple what it was.
Right.
A call to Cole's would have fixed that.
In the Cole Plumbing family, they've been serving Montgomery here in the River Region since 1977.
Yeah, it's been forever and a day, man.
43 years almost.
Good, solid business in Montgomery.
And they've built a reputation second to none. They do a great job. And here's what I love about Cole Plumbing is they have this special proprietary pipelining technology. What that means, folks, is when they come to fix that plumbing problem, when you call 279-8919, they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard or tear out all this drywall. They, most of the time, now some problems are really big, most of the time, they can get the job done with minimal discomfort. Minimal discomfort. And that's because of this amazing technology they have over there at Cole Plumbing. You can check them out today at coleplumbing.com. But save the number, folks, because you never know when a plumbing problem is going to pop up and you need somebody you can trust. And you can definitely trust Cole Plumbing. 279-8919, 279-8919. And once again, folks, remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
We got to work on that, guys.
Sorry.
We got to work on that.
I'm still on my NPR fight over here.
Yeah, Joey, and I got a text from a fan of yours that's asking something. So.
Asking to see his hair? Everybody wants to see this hair.
Yeah, I get a lot of that, but...
Well, you're making fun of me for being Blazer Man yesterday. I don't know how much I like you right now.
I missed a blazer?
Yeah.
How did you miss the blazer? It's like every other day. Joey's got a different blazer on. Today, he stepped away from the blazer.
Wearing a stylish hoodie.
He becomes Sweater Man.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know.
He looks good.
You gotta change it up.
I'm hating on him because he's so good looking. I just...
Stop it.
He's young.
You're gonna make me blush.
In shape.
But I want to... Before we get into...
I'm just confused about your name tag.
Okay.
Is that in case we forget who you are?
Yeah.
he's always wearing that thing, I believe.
You would be amazed how many people come up to you when you have a realtor tag on, just out of the blue, and say, hey man, how's the market? And how many clients you walk away with.
Eddie's always
selling. He's on.
He's always on.
Always be closing.
But here, I want to get into something we mentioned, and then I want to go to your fight for the last 3 days. I want to mention this quick, then we'll have a longer segment. I'll go into the NPR thing.
People.
I know. So, Elizabeth Warren, we mentioned this earlier, just can't stand that woman.
But I'm glad she's a candidate. She really, to me,
she's this year's Hillary. She's this cycle's Hillary. Like, she is so hateable.
Right.
There's nothing likable about her.
Which makes, especially, I mean, you can say that. Or, no, maybe you've internalized the patriarchy, but I'm definitely sexist. I mean, like, come on.
Well, if I mean, there's just nothing likable about Elizabeth Warren.
I completely agree. Even when she tried to do the folksy, well, you can have a beer with me. By the way, if you're doing an Instagram video and you have the camera angled under your chin with that shadowy look, and then you toss back and you're sucking down on a bottle of beer. Not a good look, Liz.
Not a good look for anyone.
Not a great look. And you got Trump calling her Pocahontas. He's not going to let people. It makes me laugh every time because I forget that he hasn't given it up.
I'm so over it, but you're right. I kind of appreciate
so
that he's hanging on to it forever.
No, he even says, I hit her too early. I hit her too early, but it's all right, folks. Pocahontas isn't going to get there. It's all right.
It's hysterical because he has hung the letter on her, you know, that name.
Right.
Like I said, she's not going nowhere with it.
And what's happened with Elizabeth Warren is her campaign has just become more and more desperate. She came out hot out of the gate with dancing and taking what she calls selfies. Actually, they're just a photo line. A selfie is you actually holding the camera, Senator Warren.
What slowed her down a little bit, Joey?
But she revealed, oh, I've got a plan for everything.
Uh-huh.
Well, at first it was her bio and like all this stuff, and it was the Pocahontas thing.
Yep.
It was like I, you know, was kicked out of job because I got pregnant. Like all this stuff just didn't hold up, and so she has a credibility issue in that regard.
Big time.
So she started moving to, well, I'm a brilliant wonk. I'm a technocrat, as one I believe Atlantic writer described her a couple of years ago. She's a useful political tool. I agree with that assessment.
Yes.
She's definitely from the toolbox. And so she goes to, I have a plan for everything. And people are like, let's see your plan. Say I'm Medicare for all. And she has this whole thing of like, well, not a single cent. Not a single cent of taxes raised on the middle class to fund this program.
How does that work?
Well, we'll do a wealth tax and we'll up capital gains. And psst, the dirty little secret, and you know this, Senator Warren, is that the cash cow of the country is the middle class.
Thank you.
Like, most of the revenue to the government, you know, when, historically speaking, if you raise, say, capital gains taxes, if you raise income taxes, you raise inheritance taxes, all these different taxes, the government, on average, over the last 100 years, has brought in about 18% of GDP, all set. Like, what happens, essentially, is the rich people can move their money. They know how to avoid taxes.
That's just it.
God love you, you're great Americans for doing that.
We don't have the means to
do that. The one tax, when they up it, and I have to say, St. Ronald Reagan did this, along with Democrats in the 80s, when you raise the payroll tax, that can't be avoided, and it hits a lot of the middle class pretty hard.
Yes.
So that's exactly how Bernie and Liz would fund their programs. So she started to fall apart on that, and people rightfully so are just destroying her. Like, you know, Delaney, who was in the race for a while, the guy who can deadlift 365.
Yeah.
Like,
that's impressive.
I might vote in the Democratic primary.
Just to see you vote for him.
And it's like, man, look at the quads on that congressman.
And he was one of those when he got out. I was like, didn't know you were in.
But he made great arguments at saying, like, for instance, in Alabama, this is a serious issue. You bring in Medicare for all and you start setting this very heavy-handed one-size-fits-all payments, maybe you have regional concerns, but it would destroy, like, rural hospitals.
Right.
And it would decimate the number of doctors.
So many people don't realize this.
It would be a terrible, terrible idea. I still don't like the public option, but the public option's a little harder to argue against.
Right.
But Medicare for all, it's crazy. So she fails at that. Then Elizabeth Warren tries to suggest that Bernie Sanders is a sexist.
Yeah.
And come on.
That storyline did not play well.
No, well, what's happened since then is she's fallen in all the polls.
Continues.
And Bernie has risen.
Well, here's the thing. And I say this as a woman. You men would not get away with this. But I'm going to say it as a woman, and other women can just hate me if they want to. Nobody likes whiners.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yep.
And that's what she sounded like. You were mean to me.
Right.
Well, you know what? Grow a pair.
Right.
And I say that woman to woman. Like, you have got to. This is a tough business. If I whined and complained about everybody who said something negative about me or started a rumor about me or said something that offended me, not much offends me, I would spend all my day whining and complaining, and nobody wants to hear that crap.
Nobody wants to
hear it. You certainly don't want to hear it from a presidential candidate. And then her move at the debate where she wouldn't shake his hand.
Right.
That was petty.
But that was so set up.
It was a huge
setup.
It didn't go well.
The language they used, though, in that moment, it's this passive-aggressive crap. It's one thing saying, wait, you're a liar, Bernie. If she had, like, not shaken his hand and said, you're a liar. Mm-hmm. What she said is, I believe you called me a liar on national TV. No, you called me a liar. Let's not do this now. Let's not. Hey, this is Tom Steyer. Just want to say hi. Get away from me, you dirty billionaire.
It was such a setup, but they forgot to tell Tom about it.
It's one thing if you just forcefully come out and say, Bernie Sanders is lying. He did say this to me.
Right.
Instead, she plays this passive-aggressive game where you let the media do their job, let people kind of think what they want to think. It's crap.
It was awful.
And a lot of progressives and Democrats, to their credit, don't like it either.
Right.
I just wish Bernie would have said, yeah, I called you a liar, because you're a liar.
You lied, right. Yeah.
All of a sudden, then Bernie is the man. I mean, right.
So many people don't realize this. You just have to own it.
Yeah.
Like, I say things all the time, and people are like, I took that out of context. And I'm like, yep, I said it. It's not my fault you took it out of context.
Right. Well, I've said it. I've said things before, just absolutely put foot in my mouth, but...
Or that,
you know,
too.
And just there's nothing I can do.
Get me started. I'm scared to go back to 8 years of recordings of radio.
But don't worry. If you run for office one day, somebody will do it for you.
Exactly.
Well, I hope they do. It'll be a lot of fun. 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. More news and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, April Marie Vogel, Eddie Bader. Be right back. Red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about, when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather will continue to improve as this day rolls along. Plenty of sunshine with a high temperature, I think, in the low to mid-60s today. Tonight, I think the evening hours are dry, but there's a chance of showers in the overnight hours. And the low temperature tonight down to about 46. And then for tomorrow, showers are likely from time to time. High temperature 53. Saturday is a dry day and a mild day with a high temperature around 60. I think Sunday is the pick of the litter as far as the best day of the weekend, with highs in the mid to upper 60s and lots of sunshine. We'll be near 70 by Monday. from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. I'm about to go to Crawdad and Cecil.
Crawdaddy.
But first, folks, again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. They're just a great sponsor all around, not just an hourly sponsor. And, of course, they get you that 40% off till the end of January, so that's almost up, on all videotape to DVD transfers. But you need to preserve those old home videos, those memories, those analog memories. Bring them into the digital future soon. Number one, because those videotapes deteriorate. They don't just collect dust. They actually lose the quality of the image and of the video itself. But also, a lot of these machines, that the professional machines that do the transfers, they're not making them anymore.
That's right.
So those machines are only going to work for so long, and then it becomes even more expensive, if not impossible.
Right.
To save these memories on videotape.
Good
so
point.
Take advantage of that, especially take advantage of 40% off for News and Views listeners on all videotape to DVD transfers. But you got to tell Dan Black and the team you are a News and Views listener. They also offer business services and other video services, from website design to video editing to training, video production, television commercial production, anything to do with video production, editing, they do it all. Preservation. 279-6036. 279-6036.
You never know what you're going to find on those tapes.
You never, well.
I am so scared of the VHS tapes.
We actually asked Dan Black about that. He said there are some folks where a random thing will pop up and they'll ignore it. But if somebody comes in and says, hey, this is a adult time, he'll go, no.
So I bring all my beta tapes to him.
Yeah, your beta tapes. Okay. But yes, their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. They're more than happy to preserve those wholesome family memories over at Dan Black Studios.
Very wise.
Thank you, Dan Black, for being a great sponsor here of the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
I'm glad you put it that way. We have so much footage on VHS of Auburn, Alabama games, grandparents. That's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of those things, like you said, if you get it transferred over to, electronic media?
Digital.
Digital media. Then you don't have to worry about that tape going right at the halftime.
Right. You don't want to go motorboating on you.
There you go.
Good point.
Hey, Eddie Bader, how you doing?
How you doing, Crawdad?
And the young lady, I didn't catch her name.
I'm April Marie.
Miss Marie, how are you?
Very good this morning.
Hey, you covering in and making Joey behave himself today?
I don't know that that's possible.
Not at all.
But I have a rule. If you can't stay out of trouble, just don't get caught. So I'm just trying to have him keep his badness to the commercial breaks.
Well, people might not see what you're doing all the time, but a certain someone always sees what you're doing.
Santa Claus.
I'm thinking a little bigger than that, guys, but okay.
I was listening to y'all when you were talking about Elizabeth Rabbit Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me remember something. There was a caller called in one time and was talking to Greg. Greg was going on about how he didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
He had something. I forgot what it was. Something.
Fascism of the foot.
His
foot was giving him hell. It was screaming like, it was like Hitler down there on his foot. It was miserable down there.
I forgot who the caller was, but he had everybody going real good. He told Greg, he says, now, Greg, you go down to the grocery store, you know where all the paper plates and paper towels are? And yeah. And he says, all right, well, up there at the top shelf, they got where the paper plates is, straws. He said, get you a pack of those straws and just suck it the hell up.
Right.
I think we need to send all these whiny politicians
some
a pack
straws.
Of straws.
Oh, yeah.
Suck it. club note.
And make sure they're plastic.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm sick and tired. It's every time it turns around, man, the people cannot act. And you know, it's worse in the English Parliament.
Well, they holler back there,
man. I'm scared sometimes they're going to get into a fist fight.
But at least they do it to each other's faces.
Yeah,
I really do.
They seem to be more honest about it.
And yet the British folk are, like, outside of politics, they're, like, some of the most apologetic people. They apologize for everything, them and Canadians. It's ridiculous. And but I'm glad you brought up jolly old England, though, because today the EU just took steps. Tomorrow, the UK officially leaves the EU.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I got
Brexit is official,
that.
Yeah.
We're putting them in the front of the line for trade deals.
Oh, we should.
We are.
No, it really is to, there's a guy named Daniel Hannan who's made a great argument on, he's a British member of the European Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
The EU Parliament, and it's a great argument. I've heard it from other folks, too. That if you're an island nation, like, why are you joining some protectionist customs bloc called the European Union?
Right.
If you're an island nation, you can get goods and services, in particular goods, shipped from all over the world at low cost.
Yeah.
You'll be one of the, Britain's already one of the wealthiest places in the world. It's going to get wealthier now that they've made this move.
Oh, definitely.
And the cost of living in London is insane.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have fewer royals now to support, so there's that.
That's very
the old Scotland
Yard. I don't
want
to hear a thing about royals. Not right now, April Murray. I've talked about this before. I did a whole segment on the Battle of Yorktown. Some might call it the German battle because of all those krauts working on both sides of the fight. But because we opened up that can of whoop-ass at Yorktown means I don't need to hear a damn thing about the royal family anymore,
right? I love it. I love it.
The Burger King is hiring. They're looking for the prince.
Oh, I'll listen. I'll listen to that. But Crawdad, I appreciate the call.
Take care.
Thank you. Crawdad.
And Cecil. Hey, Cecil, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
A little bit of a subject change is something that came to mind when I heard it on another show earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little national attention. The shooting out at the zoo.
Yeah.
Like I told you, you're kind of my news guy. What's the latest you've heard on that? I understand there was numerous rounds fired. A lot of people in there were there. And I hadn't heard anything about it since then. But it's, like I said, it's getting national attention. And we all get used to the zoo, but it's a big deal, the Montgomery Zoo. And we certainly
really
don't
is.
Need that kind of... just wondered if you heard anything further. Had they made any arrests or moved anything further down the road?
I have not seen anything new, and I just did a search again as you were talking. I'm not seeing anything new. The last update I'm seeing is 3 days ago. There might be something I'm just not seeing immediately.
The newest thing I saw was just when they interviewed a couple of the people that were there. But,
okay,
but
yeah.
That's, you know, they still haven't made any arrests. They still don't have a clue.
Well, there was a guy on a show earlier that they were interviewing, talking with him. He said that he and his family were there from out of town. It was over 20 rounds fired.
Wow.
Yeah.
And his take on it was the police didn't do a very good job of handling it.
No, I think
that's secondhand information. I don't know that.
Yeah, what I read was they did say that several police units made a response, but the eyewitness account was one police unit showed up with one person.
That must be the same guy or one person picked up the shell casing with his bare hand, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But there were, apparently they're claiming no injuries and no property damage. I don't know about that.
And bullets landed.
Where did they?
I was going to say, where did the bullets go?
Well, something was damaged.
There had to be some property damage because again, that's hearsay.
Right.
They said one of the bullets was recovered, so it had to obstruct something to be recovered.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just wondered if you heard anything or if anybody heard anything.
I haven't heard any updates like that about it, who exactly did this. And honestly, Cecil, a lot of these incidents, the police are pretty tight-lipped about it for a while. You have to do more digging.
I'm sure it's a loosely affiliated neighborhood group that had something to do with it.
Yeah, it could be that. Yeah. Could be just some idiot went to a gun for his argument.
Yeah, true.
Who knows? But I appreciate the call.
Absolutely. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Bye, Cecil. 272-9228. Got to hit our last break of this hour. More news and views after this quick break.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Quick segment here, 272-9228. That's the number that Mumnut called. Mumnut.
Hey, good morning.
All hail and long live the king.
Yeah, I have shifted my schedule around. I'm not gaming until 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, so I get to get up and listen to y'all again.
Well, thank you for that, Mumnut. I'm glad that happened.
Well, anyway, I called about the bumper music. There's a musician in town. I don't know if you have, can play his music or anything like that. He's a real good one. You want to know who it is?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Joey Clark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some of my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you? Do you?
I do on occasion, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, stuff I've made.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good, too.
It's okay.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's almost like a hobby. I don't take it that seriously.
Can you do it on the next break?
Yeah, I mean, I can play it here going out. I mean, is there a particular one that you like that you want to hear?
I don't know what you play, Joey. Sorry.
I mean, it's
Led Zeppelin? I mean, what kind of music do you play? Jazz?
No, it's more kind of poppy, funky. Prince. How would you describe it? Yeah, very Prince. Influenced by Prince. But there's other stuff, too. I mean, there's one that I did 10 years ago.
Is that the one you added to, Joey?
No, that's not the one I've added to. Okay. Well, here's one I did, Mumnut, the end of the song, at least, that I did in college. I remember the day, even. It was a good day. It's kind of more guitar, Led Zeppelin influence. But we got to hit this break, so why don't you tune
did
up
you your write radio. It?
I wrote this, yes.
Okay.
Well, so hang up, tune in, turn it up, listen. More News and Views. Second hour of News and Views. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this hour of the program. 279-6036, 279-6036. 40% off till the end of January. For News and Views listeners on all videotape to DVD transfers. Be right back after this.